This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, Raheem Morris, as we get ready for the Bucks. I got to say this, man. You've been kind of quiet week one here. Mm. I mean, what are you feeling
Well,
here?
It's a good defense. It's a division rival. You just touched on it. We don't respect Tampa Bay, but they keep winning the division. You know, because we keep shooting ourselves, douche, right in the foot.
It's true.
You know, whether it was, arts, and everything else that preceded it. I don't know, man. It's just you beat them last year in two really good games. That's one of the best Falcon games I think you and I ever attended.
It was.
You know, that overtime win, and we're high as a kite. We're 6-3, Kirk Cousins. Remember the 2 weeks he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week with those two victories over Tampa. Can Michael Penix Jr. provide those kind of highlights for us in this game with a backup right tackle against an aggressive defensive scheme? That's why I'm a little, low-key right
You
now.
Are low-key. I bring this up only to say, a lot of times, the bravado on this show is it's right in your face, right? I will tell you that I like our team. I think we're talented. I said to you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when the injury situation happened with Caleb McGarry, we got enough in this building to still do what we need to do.
Right.
But this is not going to be easy week one. And I'm not going to sit here and fool you. And when Coach comes in here, I'm not going to and tell Coach, we're going to go blow Tampa out. Guys, to me, this is a 3-point game. And this is a fourth quarter game. This is going to come down to either Baker having the ball, Mike, or our guy Michael Penix potentially having the ball and going down and maybe needing coup to win the game. That's how I see this game on Sunday, 24-20, right. 28-24. That's where I see this game.
And again, everybody, look, you can be a fan and be like, we're going to win, this isn't like the old Saturday Night Live skit with the Bears. There are guys, and I get it, there's radio shows around the country where I think we're going to beat Tampa 45-2. I don't live in that world. I didn't expect anything like what I saw at Florida State this weekend because, that's my fandom. I'm an Irish fatalist. I generally expect the worst things to happen. That way I'm always can be excited and uplifted by my team overachieving. Here's one of those things that has got me, to Carl's point, a little, pragmatic on this. Darnell Mooney gave you 3 touchdowns in those 2 games versus the Bucks last year.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
2 in the overtime come from behind win, and that beautiful, I thought one of Cousins' best plays of the season, into tight coverage, into a zone, in the end zone for Mooney's score down in Tampa Bay. We don't know if Darnell Mooney's going to play or if he's on a pitch count. So that combined with what's going on with the tackle, I'm just a little nervous in the service on this one.
Fair enough. Where are you guys? It's Wednesday. I am confident that we can handle our business, and especially at home. Look, let's create this home field advantage, man.
Bring the noise, man.
There were times last year, and Mike talks about this Tampa game. That was one of those games. It was so loud, man. It was incredible to be a part of that.
And a lot of people got by the Falcon and then, we got to get back in the stadium.
Oh, yeah, because it was this thing ain't going our way. And then all of a sudden you saw how it played out. I just feel we got to create that. But also, I think this offense is going to give us a reason to want to get excited. They're going to be exciting this year. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number. It's also our text line. You can text us, guys, and follow us on social media across all social media platforms. Mike, Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We are waiting, Coach Ra. In the meantime, let's tell you what's going on around the NFL in 4th and 1. Well, Micah Parsons continues to be in the news, Mike. He's trying to solely focus on football. Does he? Is he going to be able to do that? What kind of impact is he going to have? I don't know if you guys heard it over the last couple of days, but his agent came out and said, look, Micah really wanted to be in with the Cowboys. Right. He really, if it was his choice, it would have been being in Dallas. But this happened. Ultimately, they didn't want to pay him what he thought he deserved, and so now he's in Green Bay. Here's what he says about trying to focus now that his situation has changed.
I'm just so ready to just focus on this thing that what's really it's all about. And that's just this football right here of what we love. And I think here it's just all about ball. They pour everything into this football. And this is probably what I need in my life. And I told my family, they said, are you happy? I said, I couldn't be happier. I feel it like you ever just had that feeling where you're just like, I think I made the right decision. And that's exactly what I feel.
Well, okay. If you feel that way, then you're going to have success. You just can't get there in doubt. You can't get there and be like, well, you know, man, if I was with the Cowboys. A lot of people, Mike, don't think the Cowboys are going to win 5 or 6 games this year.
Well, I mean.
And they open with the Eagles, by the way.
Yeah.
The spread is 8.5.
Yeah.
That's big.
I was looking at this, and I think it was on Good Morning Football, which is still run by the NFL for now. More on the NFL coming up. But they're saying Jordan Mailata, the left tackle for the Eagles, is probably living in, well, a really happy place right now. No one doesn't have to face off against Micah Parsons or any of the Eagles line, for that matter, depending on which side of it was Lane Johnson, wherever Micah Parsons was going to attack from, because he's not there. Cowboys do have some good news. Trayvon Diggs apparently is good to go. He's been dealing with a knee injury during camp. And left tackle Tyler Guyton, good to go for Thursday night against the Eagles. But yeah, if you're the Eagles, man, you're an 8-point favorite. You're going to hoist that banner. Crowd's going to be upside down. And I don't know, Dak. And here's the thing. It could Perkins, who is it? Pickens, be the little secret sauce as wide receiver 2 for Dallas,
well,
behind CeeDee Lamb?
This is what I'm hearing, and we'll see. Mike, apparently he's matured, which is great.
The wake-up call finally came,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And if that's the case, we know he's got the ability. Pickens can be a dude. Look, my focus is on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb has been a killer. So I got to make sure he doesn't, you know, beat us. And if the focus is there, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you know, him to make some plays on the opposite side. Either way, Micah will see whether or not he is available for game one. Meanwhile, Aaron Glenn is not talking about the guy that used to play quarterback for the Jets. Matter of fact, he talked about why he's not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
That's been gone. So I'm not going to answer questions about guys that's not here and what I saw. Right now I'm looking at what our guys can do. So
scouting him now.
Like I said, I'm not going to sit there and answer questions on what I saw back then. That's not relevant to right now.
Okay.
You think he's got a problem with Aaron?
Well, I mean, look, who do you believe on that whole story about Aaron flying cross country? Just be told, you're out of here. Don't want you. Don't know. I mean, unless Aaron Glenn already had was predisposed not to like Aaron Rodgers, which I don't blame him for.
Right.
But still, I mean, I don't necessarily take Aaron's story at face value about him flying cross country just to be told the Jets aren't going to retain his services. Either way, they don't laugh. Put it this way, I think it's safe to say they don't laugh at the same jokes. How about that?
Yeah. Remember Aaron? And we played this for you. This was months ago when Aaron was like, he said, Aaron Rodgers, that is. He said, Aaron Glenn said, you want to be here? And Aaron was like, of course I want to be here. And he was like, well, we don't want you here. And he was like, you could have told me this on the phone, dude. Like, you made me fly across country.
Right.
I don't know if AG.
If that's legit.
Yeah. I don't know if he has a problem with him.
Right.
Should he be answering questions about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, there's no way you're not going to not get. Well, you can say
but,
you
but
can stonewall.
Playing, but they're
right.
playing them this
you're,
week.
You're stonewalling about a guy that's a former player, but he's a starting quarterback for the team who, by the way, is a 2.5 only. Wow, thought that'd be a little bit more. Yeah, only a 2.5 point favorite for the Steelers traveling to MetLife. You're going to have to answer questions about it because regardless of what happened here, he's starting for the Steelers.
Yeah, my thing is you're playing them this week. You can't ignore this. That now it seems petty. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to talk about him. Well, he's not your quarterback.
Right.
But at least say, hey, you know what? We respect what he's able to do, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be playing against you this week. So,
Oren found the audio from Aaron Rodgers. Oren?
All right. Let's play. Yes, this was months ago. Let's hear this.
I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. I was like, then he comes back with the GM. And I'm like, all right. So we sit down in the office. And I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback.
Wow. Okay.
Again, if that's the way.
I believe it, Mike.
As my father said, for those who are new to the show.
Mike, I believe it.
My father was a detective, and he always felt.
Get out of here, Aaron.
Three sides to every story. His side, in this case, his side, and then what happened.
He told Aaron to beat it.
Don't let the door. Hey, man.
Get back on that plane.
Get back on that plane there.
All right. Either way.
Aaron. I don't know, man. But like I said, Aaron, you get the underlying impression that Aaron Glenn does not like Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt about it. Hey, Nick Sirianni is feeling good about where the Eagles are. Are they the team to beat in the NFL starting the season?
Yes, they are.
I think so, too. Not just because they won the Super Bowl last year, guys. They're loaded. They've lost very little. Coaching staff retained. Obviously, they lost their OC. I still feel like they have the best roster in the NFL.
And I can't – I don't know. Maybe I'm doing – I do too many of those mock drafts in fantasy. But some of the valuations, you feel like Saquon Barkley's going to fall off the planet?
What are they saying?
Well, they felt like the wear and tear. There are some running backs you're concerned about. I mean, I don't expect Derrick Henry to continue to be the same guy, but he's still going to put up good numbers. A guy like McCaffrey, we'll talk about that later in Guy Talk. But, you know, I think Saquon Barkley, can he rush for 2,000 yards? I don't know. But I'd definitely take him north of 1,500.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all you need with Jalen Hurts.
There's not going away from Saquon. They're going to continue to run Saquon. They got one of, if not the best offensive lines in football.
And they got the defensive line that has – and the other thing is the other extreme sort of like, oh, wow, prisoner of the moment thing was, oh, the Chiefs are done. No, the Chiefs feel they've addressed their offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that the other day with Brian Baldinger. He thinks, you know, did they make the right moves? We'll find out. But I do think that both those teams will go back, if not conference finals, deep in the playoffs. But I think the Eagles are back in the Super Bowl.
Look, they're going to be a tough out. And look at the NFC. When you say, all right, who's beating them? There are a bunch of teams you might throw in the mix, but it's still probably going to come down to home field advantage. And, Mike, if they got home field advantage in the playoffs, good luck with that.
Then you look at the teams like, you know, there was always – it used to be sometimes like in 16, we went from outside the playoffs to the Super Bowl. Generally, like for instance, take it back to Troy Aikman, Emmett, and Michael. Yeah, there's always that progression. Remember, they lost to the Lions.
That's right.
Then they advanced. The next thing you know, okay, now they're in the conference finals, and you go. Do you feel that the Commanders are going to be right back in it? I don't think the Commanders take a fall. I think the Commanders have added pieces on both sides of the football, which I think make them – I mean, now, again, it was a surprise, but I don't think they slide away either.
They got to address their defense.
I don't trust the Lions without the assistant coaches that they had either.
That's another thing that we're going to see. Here's Sirianni, by the way, talking about the Eagles and where they're at.
When you practice with the intensity that our team practices with – and you get that good-on-good work that we've gotten for so long. You know, our good offensive line is going against our good defensive line. You know, you have no choice but to get better. And so I feel good about that. You know, now we got to go do it. We got to let our habits take over in the game. You know, as coaches, we got to let our habits take over in the game as players. But I feel good about where we are right now. And this will be a really good test against a really good opponent.
Yeah, I just feel like there's been no noise,
right?
No distractions, nothing from Philly. It's been quiet.
Head down? Because what could you say? They couldn't keep everybody under the cap, but they made the right moves because Howie Rose was pretty darn good at his job.
Yes, they knew
that,
though.
Georgia Bulldog on that D-line, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they knew they wouldn't be able to do all of that. Hey, one other thing as we get to 4th-and-1 here, going around the league, 4th-and-1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coach Ra on the way, our quarterback as well. We believe we're going to get a chance to talk to Michael Penix as they are out there practicing, getting ready for the Bucs. Let's hear from Tom Brady. Mike, he says a lot of stuff these days, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Brady was talking about quarterbacks not as mentally developed as they once were.
I don't believe the quarterback position is mentally as developed as it was when I entered the league 25 years ago. There was a premium on understanding defenses, on understanding matchups, on pre-snap reads, to truly be a field general. like all the guys that we admired growing up, the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, the Joe Montanas. I think you better have a mental advantage on the field. And I think sometimes that's more important than the physical advantage. Now, did I wish I could run? Of course I wished I could have run. But because I couldn't run, I had to double down on those things much more than anybody else.
Which is Tom Brady's way of thinking, saying, I outworked people, I outthought them. And if you, none of these guys can put the work in watching tape and outthinking opponents like I did.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, he earned it. He is the GOAT. But that's, Tommy's got to remind you how wonderful he was in doing the things that apparently not everybody does. Penix Jr. is watching tape. Experience will help him. He's still only playing in his fourth game as a starter. But I do think he's a film junkie. We know that from hearing from Zach Robinson.
Yep.
Guys are putting the work in. Are there guys that need to do a better job of making better decisions? Certainly. You know, look what happened to Goff. His second, you know, what he learned in Detroit. Does Lamar Jackson need to be better in processing? Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But just put the work in. To act like, Carl, it's only Tom Brady could have done these things. Come on.
Guys coming in, though, are these quarterbacks prepared?
If you played in one of those college offenses where they show placards with, play, you know, with Whitney Houston's face and a Nike logo, you know what I mean, and that's your play call, remember Jared Goff had to learn to break a huddle. So there are nuances to the game, but still, when you're at the NFL level, by the time you're in year 4 or 5,
you
don't have the work ethic, then you're in the wrong job.
Yeah, you should. Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. What did Michael Penix say today, as a matter of fact? He spoke to the media along with Raheem Morris. We'll let you hear a little bit of that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.